It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. We'll take you back to our nation's capital in just a few minutes and let you hear more testimony of Michael Cohen. There have been a couple of other issues that are out there besides the Michael Cohen thing. For instance, yesterday the House passed a bill to essentially roll back all of the national emergency stuff. The whole national emergency along our southern border, and the president saying this is the way I'm going to get more money for the border wall. And now the House has voted to oppose it. And Justin Amash, a congressman, a Republican from Michigan, is a co-sponsor of this bill to repeal the national emergency. I just went nuts on that. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
My compliments, Mr. Wall. You tolerate lefties, and good for Carl and his gumption to pick up the phone and call you. I just wanted to say that. And, wow, a man, they go after our president for less. And this man, and they try to swade. As if he's something special. And yet our president has done the less. Kevin, one Clinton, one Bubba, gave two nuclear reactors to North Korea. What the hell did our man do? Good day, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Tell you what let's do. Let's take you back to our nation's capital. Michael Cohen testifying before the House Government Reform Committee. Here is Michael Cohen.
He became actually the treasurer of the board because the out-of-control spending was going to put the building into bankruptcy. And I was proud to say that within a year, we had plus $1 million versus minus $1.3 million. At the end of the day, Mr. Trump appreciated that, and he tasked me with something else. It was to handle a problem that Don Jr. had created in terms of a business, license deal, and we resolved that. And then on top of that, the third time, Mr. Trump had asked me to take a look at the third Trump Entertainment Resort Chapter 11 reorganization, because he had a series of questions that he wanted answered. And I read these two stack books, gave him the answers that he needed. And with that, the next time I was sitting in his office, and he asked me if I was happy at the sleepy old firm that I was with. I said, yes. And he said, would you rather work for me? And I asked, if you offer me a job? And he said, yeah. And we negotiated, and I actually never went back to my office.
All right. You suggested that the president sometimes communicates his wishes indirectly. For example, you said, quote, Mr. Trump did not directly tell me to lie to Congress. That's not how he operates, end quote. Can you explain how he does this?
Sure. It would be no different if I said, that's the nicest looking tie I've ever seen, isn't it? What are you going to do? You going to fight with him? The answer is no. So you say, yeah, it's the nicest looking tie I've ever seen. That's how he speaks. He doesn't give you questions. He doesn't give you orders. He speaks in a code. And I understand the code because I've been around him for a decade.
And it's your impression that others who work for him understand the code as well?
Most people, yes.
Mr. Cohen, I don't know whether we should believe you today, but I'm going to ask you this one last question. What is the truth that you know President Trump fears most?
That's a tough question, sir. I don't have an answer for that one. What does he fear most?
What's the truth that he fears most? From your perspective. And again, I don't know whether we should believe you here today, but
you know, it's a tough question, sir. I don't even have to answer that question.
Let me ask you this. What principles have you chosen to follow in your life? And do you wish to follow different principles now?
I've always tried to be a good person. I've tried to be a great friend. There were many, I think over 40 statements written in my support to the sentencing judge. I have friends who I treat incredibly well that I know for over 40 years, and I treat people after 40 minutes the same exact way. Am I perfect? No. Do I make mistakes? Yes. Have I made mistakes? Absolutely. And I'm going to pay the consequences for it. But all I would like to do is be able to get my life back to protect my wife and my children, support and grow old. That's pretty much where I'd like to be.
And you feel you're following a different set of principles now than you followed throughout your life.
I do, and I'm trying. I'm trying very hard. I thank you for your questions. Some of the other ones are really make it difficult to try to, you know, show some redemption. But you know, I am trying. I am trying.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Hill. Ms. Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to mention really quick a clarification on the truth and testimony form. The mention was around whether it talks about foreign entities at all. And the question is, in fact, whether witnesses have any contracts or payments originating with a foreign government. It does not cover all foreign entities, just foreign government entities. So, Mr. Cohen, what I'd like you to ask you to do is review this issue over lunch with your attorneys. And if you need to amend your form, we ask that you do that before the conclusion of today's hearing. Also, I represent a purple district. I did not come here for partisan bickering. In fact, I actively wanted to avoid it. So when I ask these questions today, it is not as someone who has a vendetta against the president. It's as someone who comes from generations of service members who swore an oath to obey the orders of the President of the United States, and who, along with myself and every single other person up here, swore to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. My forefathers served their country, they served their commander-in-chief, and they served the idea that America is free and just, and that the law of the land rules us all, especially those in the highest levels of our government. So I ask these questions to help determine whether our very own president committed felony crimes while serving in the Oval Office, including efforts to conceal payments that were intended to mislead the public and influence the outcome of an election. I hope to God that is not the case. So, Mr. Cohen, on January 22nd, 2018, just days after the Wall Street Journal broke the story that Mr. Cohen paid $130,000 to Stephanie Clifford to silence her during the 2016 presidential campaign, a nonprofit watchdog called Common Cause to file a complaint with the Department of Justice and FEC alleging the payment to Ms. Clifford may have represented an illegal in-kind contribution to the Trump campaign. I ask that their complaint be entered into the record. On February 13th, 2018, Mr. Cohen, you sent a statement to the reporters that said, quote, I used my own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Ms. Stephanie Clifford, and neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was party to the transaction with Ms. Clifford, and neither reimbursed me for the payment either directly or indirectly. Was the statement false?
The statement is not false. I purposefully left out Mr. Trump individually from that statement.
Okay. Why did you say it that way?
Because that's what was discussed to do between myself, Mr. Trump, and Alan Weisselberg.
So it was carefully worded?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Mr. Cohen, a reporter for the magazine Vanity Fair has reported that she interviewed you the very next day on February 14th, 2018, about the payment and reimbursement. And she wrote, quote, last February 14th, I interviewed Cohen in his office about the statement he gave the FEC in which he said Trump didn't know about the Stormy payment or reimburse him for it. Do you recall this meeting with the reporter?
I do.
The reporter also wrote, Trump called while I was there. I couldn't hear much, but he wanted to go over what the public messaging would be. Is that accurate?
It is.
Did the president call you while you were having a meeting with the reporter?
Yes.
Did the president call you to coordinate on public messaging about the payments to Ms. Clifford's in or around February 2018?
Yes.
What did the president ask or suggest that you say about the payments or reimbursements?
He was not knowledgeable of these reimbursements, and he wasn't knowledgeable of my actions.
He asked you to say that?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. In addition to the personal check for $35,000 in July 2017, is there additional corroborating evidence that Mr. Trump, while a sitting president of the United States, directly reimbursed you hush money as part of a criminal scheme to violate campaign finance laws?
There are 11 checks that I received for the year. The reason why 11, because as I stated before, one had two checks.
And you have copies of all of those?
I can get copies. I'd have to go to the bank.
So we will be able to get copies of all 11 checks that Mr. Trump provided to you as part of this criminal scheme.
It's either from his personal account, as what was demonstrated in the exhibit, or it would come from the Donald J. Trump account, the trust account.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. I yield back the remainder of my time.
That's Katie Hill, Vice Chair of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee. More coming up from Washington in just a couple minutes. We need to take a quick break. We'll do that. And we'll come back, get more testimony. Michael Cohen, bombshell testimony on Capitol Hill. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by committee to elect Amy Emanuel.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontrew, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. And by the way, their lunch is spectacular. I'll be headed over there for lunch this afternoon. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Let's take you back to our nation's capital. Let's take you back into the room, the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr.
And more testimony from Michael Cohen, former personal attorney to the President of the United States.
A incorrigible liar, and that you're lying here today. I can't think of anything you have to gain at this point from lying. I mean, they talk about book deals and other things that you want to do, but I see a lot more that you could lose by telling the truth today, given the threats and other things that have been made against you and your family. So that's how I'm interpreting it. And of course, you brought documents with you as well to bolster the credibility of your testimony. I did want to go back to an earlier line of questioning regarding the preparation of your testimony before you came before the Intelligence Committee. You've talked about a meeting at the White House where the testimony was being reviewed. I think you said that there was at least one White House attorney, Jay Sekulow, who was there, and you acknowledged that there were some edits that were made to your testimony. So on that topic, who at the White House reviewed your testimony?
I don't know the answer to that. The document was originally created by myself, along with my attorney at the time, from McDermott, Will and Emery, and there was a joint defense agreement, so the document circulated around. I believe it was also reviewed by Abby Lowell, who represents Ivanka and Jared Kushner.
Why did you provide the testimony to the White House?
It was pursuant to the joint defense agreement that we were all operating under. Mm-hmm.
What were the edits that came back substantively on the testimony?
I'm sorry, I don't know, sir. I'd have to take a look at the document.
Did you have a reaction to why there might not have been, in a sense, a protest to what was going to be false testimony that was going to be provided?
No, sir, because the goal was to stay on message. It's just limit the relationship whatsoever with Russia. It was short. There's no Russian contacts. There's no Russian collusion. There's no Russian deals. That's the message. That's the same message that existed well before my need to come and testify.
So it's an example of where this idea, this mentality of you toe the line, whatever the storyline or the narrative of the day or the month or the year is going to be, you toe that line, whether it results in false testimony or not.
I towed the party line, and I'm now suffering, and I'm going to continue to suffer for a while along with my family as a result of it, so yes.
Let me switch gears quickly before my time expires. And you may not have direct knowledge of some of these things, but you're offering us some very helpful perspective on how the Trump world operates. And frankly, another reason I find your testimony fairly compelling and credible is because a lot of the things you're describing, a lot of the behavior you're describing, is very consistent with what we all see every single day. So it's not a leap for us to arrive in the same place of perspective that you presented. I'm interested in some of the activities around the inaugural committee, the inauguration of the president. There was an article that appeared in ProPublica, it's a watchdog group, about some negotiations.
We will check back in Washington in just a bit. We need to hit a break here. We'll come back with more Michael Cohen testimony, the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, headed up by Elijah Cummings. We'll let you hear the opening statements of both the chairman, Elijah Cummings, and Jim Jordan, who's a ranking member. It gets contentious, folks. I'll leave it at that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is an amazing, amazing day, both here and in Hanoi. And the president in the middle of the night is probably watching this testimony. We'll talk more about that coming up. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Forget all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now. Receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, two for $3. Want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Real Water home delivery. They save you tons of dough on your Real Water, and they bring it right to your front door. realwaterhomedelivery.com. Check it out right now, realwaterhomedelivery.com. Let's take you back to our nation's capital, the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, headed up by Elijah Cummings, and they are questioning Michael Cohen, former personal attorney for the President of the United States.
If he ever spoke to Roger Stone about these stolen emails, and President Trump answered, and I quote, "No, I didn't. I never did." Was that statement by President Trump true?
No, it's not accurate.
And can you please describe for us, to the best of your recollection, you were present, exactly what Mr. Stone said to Mr. Trump?
It was a short conversation, and he said, "Mr. Trump, I just want to let you know that I just got off the phone with Julian Assange, and in a couple of days, there's going to be a massive dump of emails that's going to severely hurt the Clinton campaign."
And was Mr. Trump and Mr. Stone aware of where those emails came from?
That I'm not aware of.
Did Mr. Trump ever suggest then or later to call the FBI to report this breach?
He never expressed that to me.
Did the president at that time or ever since, in your knowledge, indicate an awareness that this conduct was wrong?
No.
The reason I ask is because on July 22nd, on the eve of the Democratic Convention, WikiLeaks published, as you know, the 20,000 leaked internal DNC emails. Could your meeting with Mr. Trump have been before that date?
Yes.
So Mr. Trump was aware of the upcoming dump before it actually happened?
Yes.
Right? And is there any record?
No, sir, I don't know whether he knew or not, and I don't believe he did, what the sum and substance of the dump was going to be, only that there was going to be a dump of emails.
And he was aware of that before the dump occurred, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are there any records that would corroborate the day of this meeting, calendars perhaps?
I'm not in possession, but I believe, again, this is part of the special counsel, and they probably best suited to corroborate that information.
Was anyone else present in the room during the call?
I don't recall for this one. No, sir.
Is there anyone else the committee should talk to about the president's knowledge of the WikiLeaks email dump?
Well, again, when he called, Rona Graff yelled out to Mr. Trump, "Roger's on line one," which was regular practice.
And that's his assistant?
That's his, yes.
All right. And during a news conference on July 27th, 2016, then candidate Trump publicly appealed to Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's emails and make them public. He stated, and I quote, "Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing." Now, going back to Mr. Stone's phone call to the president, do you recall if Mr. Trump had knowledge of the WikiLeaks dump at the time of his direct appeal to Russia?
I am not.
But the call with Mr. Stone, you believe, was before?
Yes.
This 27th?
Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about a different set of documents that got dumped. So I was in Mr. Trump's office. It was either July 18th or 19th. And yes, he went ahead. I don't know if the 35,000 or 30,000 emails was what he was referring to, but he certainly had knowledge.
All right, thank you. Just one last question. Mr. Raskin had been asking you some questions, and one of the things in your answer was that Mr. Pecker expended other monies to protect Mr. Trump. Can you elaborate on what some of those other activities were?
Sure. There was the story about Mr. Trump having a love child with an employee, with an employee, and actually the husband of that employee works for the company as well. And there was a elevator operator who claims that he overheard the conversation taking place between one of Mr. Trump's other executives and somebody, and he ended up paying like $15,000 in order to buy that story to find out whether it was true or not. And that's just one example of things that David had done over the years. It was the reason why in the recording, when David was looking to become the CEO of Time Magazine, we were concerned about, we'll call it, the treasure trove of documents that had been created over the years, that if he left, somebody could open up the key to a drawer and find all this information. So we were going to look to buy all of those life rights and so on.
Gentleman's time expired. Mr. Norman.
Ms. Cohen, thank you for testifying. I join Mr. Congressman Higgins in the feeling for your family. They have no part in this. You know, I've heard all the testimony, and I'm trying to decide what Clay's trying to decide. Are you really sorry for what you did, or you just got caught? And the thing that amazed me is that in your opening statement, which, let me quote, last fall, I pled guilty in federal court to felonies for the benefit of, at the direction of, and in coordination with Individual One. Was that present?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your crimes were of your own to benefit yourself. Go through all the ones with the real estate, with the banks. On your HELOC loan, you failed to disclose more than $20 million in debt. You failed to disclose $70,000 in monthly payments. On your $14 million line of credit, you failed to disclose that you had drawn on that. So this was all for yourself. This wasn't for the benefit of President Trump. This was to benefit Michael Cohen. So that's my question. Did you just get caught? And you worked for this man for 10 years, Mr. Cohen. You came in here with these he's a con man. He's a cheat. This is the very man that, didn't you wiretap him illegally? Did you not wiretap President Trump without his knowledge?
I did record Mr. Trump in a conversation, yes.
Is that lawyer-client privilege? Is that something that an honest guy would do, an honest lawyer?
I actually never thought that this was going to be happening and that recording even existed. I had forgotten.
But you did it.
Yes, I did.
Have you ever...
I had a reason for doing it.
What was your reason?
Because I knew he wasn't going to pay that money, and David Pecker had already chewed me out on multiple occasions regarding other monies that he expended.
But this is a man that you trusted, you take a bullet for, you secretly recorded. Let me ask you this, Mr. Cohen. Have you legally or illegally recorded other clients?
I have recordings of people, yes.
Legally or illegally?
I believe that they're legal.
Did you tell him?
In New York State, you don't have to do that.
So you didn't tell him?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Sometimes I also use the recordings for contemporaneous note-taking instead of writing it down. I find it easier.
If the shoe were reversed, would you like your trusted lawyer recording you?
I probably would not, no.
No, sir. It's untrustworthy. It's something people just would not do. Now, your bank loans that I just ran down, did you ever default on any of these loans?
No, sir.
So the bank didn't take any loss?
No bank has. I am not in default. I've never filed a bankruptcy. The HELOC you're referring to, I replaced that from a different HELOC. Paid it off. I owe no banks any money.
How about your medallion taxicab? Do you have to sell that?
I'm still... Well, the ones in Chicago, yes, I do have to sell. New York, the answer is no, I don't. And the industry is going through a major, major sharing. It's changed a lot of...
Of it has.
Yes, sir.
Right. Has the...
They did post the... Yes, the bank actually redid and they refinanced the entire package.
Currently.
Post this, yes.
Okay. Have they never had to do a loan loss reserve for the projected losses?
I don't know what they did, but it's still the same amount. I didn't get the benefit of it, no, sir.
They did. I was on an audit committee.
They may have done that, sir, but that's for their own banking and not for me.
No, it's by law. If they suspect you of lying, which you admitted to, if they suspect you of maybe not being able to make a loan payment, they have to have a loan loss reserve that's 125% of what you, if it's $20 million, they have to post in their account $20 million plus. So they get no interest on it. And you know who pays for that? The American public who deals with that bank.
Yes, but sir, I'm not in default, and I'm current on each and every one of those medallion loans. And I've never owed any money to First Republic Bank. In fact, at the time that I had the HELOC, I had more cash sitting in that same bank. Okay, then,
last question.
Then the HELOC and my mortgage combined.
Have you ever been to Prague?
I've never been to Prague.
Never have.
I've never been to the Czech Republic.
Yield my balance of my time.
Ms. Fear.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Cohen. On page 5 of your statement, you say, and I quote, "You need to know that Mr. Trump's personal lawyers reviewed and edited my statement to Congress about the timing of the Moscow Tower negotiations." Who were those attorneys?
Jay Sekulow from the White House?
Yes.
Jay Sekulow, I believe Abby Lowell as well.
And you have a copy of your original statement that you can provide to the committee?
I can try to get that for you.
All right, if you would do that. The letter of intent for the Moscow Tower was in the fall of 2015, correct?
Correct.
Was there an expiration date on that letter of intent?
There was no expiration
date. So it could technically still be in effect today?
Oh, no, it's been terminated.
It has been terminated?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did Mr. Trump tell you to offer Vladimir Putin a free penthouse?
No, ma'am.
So what was that?
That was Felix Sater. It was a marketing stunt that he spoke about.
So Felix Sater had suggested to you that Mr. Trump offer a penthouse to Mr. Putin?
Yes, because it would certainly drive up the price per square foot. No different than in any condo where they start listing celebrities that live in the property.
In 2016, did you travel to Europe?
Yes.
Did you meet with persons associated with the Moscow Tower project?
No.
It was for personal?
Personal. My daughter was studying at Queen Mary in London.
So you did not meet with any Russians?
No.
There is an elevator tape that has been referenced as a catch-and-kill product. It was evidently of Mr. Trump and a woman, presumably Mrs. Trump, is that correct?
Are we talking about in Moscow or the Trump Tower elevator tape?
There's an elevator tape that went up for auction. Ostensibly,
yes.
In 2016, is
yes,
that
I've heard. I've heard about this.
And who is on that tape?
It's Mr. Trump with Melania.
And what happened in that tape?
Well, the story goes that he struck Melania while in that elevator because there's a camera inside, which I'm not so sure. Actually, I'm certain it's not true. I've heard about that tape for years. I've known 4 or 5 different people, including folks from AMI, who have.
So, but there was some tape that went up for auction, correct?
I don't believe that auction was real.
That's Michael Cohen testifying. Jackie Speier from the People's Republic of California, a member of the House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee, asking the questions. We'll take you back to Washington and let you hear this bombshell testimony. It's all coming up live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials.
and their kitchens open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The House Oversight and Government Affairs Committee is going to be breaking for lunch and for a couple of votes, so we will lose this relatively soon. But I wanted you to hear Carol Miller, a West Virginia Republican, who says she is incredibly disappointed by the hearings today. She is a Republican. Here is her statement and questions for Michael Cohen.
To be sent to prison for 3 years for evading his taxes, deceiving a financial institution, lying to Congress, among other counts. One of the most appalling facts about this hearing is that Mr. Cohen has used his experiences with President Trump both before and after he was elected for his own greed and profit. I'd like some yes or no answers. Isn't it true you tried to sell a book about your time with President Trump entitled Trump Revolution, From the Tower to the White House, Understanding Donald J. Trump?
Yes. That happened early on when I was still even part, I believe, of the RNC.
And this book deal, which you had with Hatchet Books, was worth around $500,000. Isn't that correct?
No, more, ma'am.
How much more?
I think it was about $750,000.
Wow. Mr. Cohen.
I did turn it down.
Given that you continue to profit from publicly discussing your time with Mr. Trump, I worry that this committee hearing the majority has given you will only serve as a platform for you to continue to lie and sensationalize and exaggerate wherever it suits you. Do you plan to pursue another book deal about your experiences?
Yes.
I would presume this book would be a little different than your latest pitch, but your new angle might please some new fans. Anything to sell books. Mr. Chairman, We've canceled hearings on child separation and on other issues that are close to my heart for this media circus. What a waste of time and money for a man who has gladly exploited the name of the president to promote his own name and fill his own pockets. It pains me that we are sitting here adding another chapter to his book. Thank you, and I yield the remainder of my time to Mr. Jordan.
I thank the gentlelady for yielding. Earlier, Mr. Cohen, the gentlelady from California talked about this this tape.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Earlier, the gentlelady from California talked about this tape, this elevator tape that you said does not exist.
That's correct. I do not believe it exists.
But is it also your testimony that the Trump team was willing to pay to make sure a story about a non-existent tape never became public?
No, sir. That's not what I said.
They were willing to stop a false tape?
We learned that this tape was potentially on the market and that it existed. And so what we did is exactly what we did with all the other catch and kill. We looked for it. And if, in fact, that it did exist, we would have tried to stop it. That's what I would have done.
False tape.
But it's a false tape. I've never heard it, and I can assure you one thing about Mr. Trump. Many things, he would never, ever do something like that. I don't see it.
Ms. Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Cohen, I'd like to ask you more about the details of the $130,000 payment you made to Stephanie Clifford, the adult film actress known as Stormy Daniels, in order to purchase her silence shortly before the 2016 elections. First, according to documents filed by federal prosecutors in New York, you created a shell company called Essential Consultants, LLC. Is that correct?
It's correct.
And you created this company for the purpose of making the payment to Ms. Clifford. Is that correct?
Amongst other things, yes.
You then used a home equity line of credit to fund the account in the name of Essential Consultants, LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You then wired $130,000 to the attorney representing Ms. Clifford at that time and wrote in the memo field for the wire the word, quote, retainer. Is that correct?
Correct.
Can you tell us why you decided to use this complicated process to make this payment?
Well, starting an LLC is not a sophisticated means. LLC, you call up a company, you pay for it, and they open it for you. And the reason that I used the home equity line of credit as opposed to cash that I had in the same exact bank was I didn't want my wife to know about it because she handles all of the banking. And I didn't want her coming to me and asking me what was the $130,000 for. And then I was going to be able to move money from one account to the other and to pay it off.
So let me get this straight. He's lying to the government. He's lying to his wife. God, who is he not lied to? That's Michael Cohen. Coming up in our next hour, Jim Yoder's been following some of the testimony. And he's our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. We'll check in down in Indian Wells. We'll do that and more coming up live and local. Now. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. Hey. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438.